Make the most of your life. When you remove the blocks that are holding you back, you can bring inspiration, passion, and purpose to yourself and those around you. This is the Hoffman Connection with your hosts, Raz Ingrassi and Ed McClune. Our hosts and their guests will give you the tools that you need to improve yourself by bringing you closer to what really matters. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to the Hoffman Connection. We're coming to you live from San Rafael in beautiful Northern California. I'm Raz Ingrassi, the Hoffman CEO and a teacher of the Hoffman Process. If you've never heard of the Hoffman Institute, we're celebrating this year 45 years as the leading personal development program, helping people who are serious about change because we change lives. And the Hoffman Process is located in 11 countries, and we've helped over 80,000 people worldwide. The Hoffman Process is an amazing and profound 8-day retreat of personal development and discovery. Really, really remarkable. My co-host is Hoffman teacher Ed McClune. Over to you, Ed.
Hey, thanks, Raz. I am Ed McClune. Besides being a teacher, I'm a family therapist here in Northern California. What we're trying to do with the Hoffman Connection is to bring inspiration, a wealth of education from a variety of different guests, as well as tools to help you connect to life and create a life that you love. We want to connect listeners both to a lot of possibilities and to our global Hoffman community. And as Raz said, we're celebrating our 45-year anniversary, and we've got a promotion going on for the Hoffman Process. And so you can check out our website at hoffmaninstitute.org for more information about the process. Here in the States, we put it on about 30 times a year in California and on the East Coast, as well as all over the world, as Raz said. And it's a nonprofit organization, the Hoffman Institute Foundation. It's an organization that will support you for the rest of your life. So if you're interested in finding out more about Hoffman or process, the teachers, you can go online again at hoffmaninstitute.org. And then immediately after our show today at 5 o'clock Pacific time, you can enjoy a free but also confidential weekly introduction call. And if you go to hoffmaninstitute.org, you can get more details on the call right after our show here at 5 Pacific time. And to introduce our guest this afternoon, David Fischoff, we'll just throw it back to you, Raz.
Thanks. Today we are speaking with David Fischoff about how to follow your dreams, live your creativity. And David is amazing. He's going to be sharing with us about how he realized his dream of helping other people become rock stars in their own life. Now, I met David, I think, about 12 years ago, and at the time I thought, this is about the coolest guy I've ever met. Here he was. He was a world-famous sports agent and music agent. He probably had about 35 ball players from the New York Giants and the New York Yankees baseball team, Giants football team, under management. Then on the music side, he had Ringo Starr and the Monkees and the Band and a bunch of other people like that. I'm thinking, this guy is just amazing. And so I got to know him, and then, I don't know, a couple of years later, he came back and he said, you know, I love rock and roll so much. He's been doing it for 30 years or 25 years. He said, I love rock and roll so much, I'm going to turn all these sports figures over to other representations so I can just do rock and roll. That turns me on. Then a few years later, he came back and he said, you know, what I've really discovered here is, I'm paraphrasing David now, but he said, what I've discovered is the amazing chemistry that exists between fans and the stars. And when that chemistry really clicks, he said, something happens and people's lives get transformed. So he said, I'm giving up representing all the musicians now, and I'm going to create Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And with Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, people get to live their dreams. Literally, they go to a fantasy camp with amazing rock stars, join the band, learn to rock, and things happen. If you ever go to their website, rockandrollfantasycamp.com, and see the testimonials, things happen for people that they never in their wildest imagination could have believed would happen. So we want to, without further ado, welcome David. And David, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome, David.
Thank you, Raz. Thank you, Ed. You know, Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp is really the rock and roll version of Hoffman. I took everything I learned at Hoffman and created the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, Hoffman style. And that's really what it's about, changing people's lives. But we do it through rock and roll.
Well, that's incredible, because what happens to people with, that I've seen that go to your camp is that somehow they come alive in all the other aspects of their life, too. I mean, when they're able to fulfill that rock dream, something else happens.
Well, and totally. You know, what they get out of the camp is... I'm sorry, Russ?
I said, just comment on that, please.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people come away from our camp, you know, learning to become creative. I've had wives telling my husband doesn't have road rage anymore. They find passion in their life. You know, basically, just like, you know, Hoffman, what I learned at Hoffman was you took me back to my life when I was a year old before I was hurt. I always remember that, before I had any hurt in my life. Well, I take these people back to when they were teenagers and before they, and when they had the passion of music in their lives. And we rebuild their lives and bring them back into what they really want to do. Most of these people wanted to be rock stars. Most of them played instruments. Some of them sang. And they wanted to do this. And then all of a sudden they, have to get a job. You know, the wife was pregnant or the parents said, you can't go after your dream anymore. You got to make a living. And so many of these people really had the dream. And they had the dreams cut. And they went out and became lawyers, they became doctors, and they became heads of companies and started companies like Oracle and American Seafood and some of the biggest companies. But deep inside, there was a passion that they didn't feel fulfilled. And I think that the camp enables them to, you know, get that passion back in their lives and get that fulfillment. And I think they see at the end that it was the smartest thing for them to do, not to become a rock star, but, you know, have stayed home with their families and raised families and have more stability in their homes and their job and then enjoy, you know, jamming with their favorite rock stars.
Well, it's incredible. And I know that you do apply it across the board. And, you know, I know you've got a book coming out in September, Rock Your Business, which tell us a little bit about that. What's the premise there?
The book is basically to show corporate America, that you can, you know, every aspect of a business in order to be successful. You know, how many people came over me my entire career of Ringo Starr and said, oh, would the Beatles have been successful without Ringo Starr? Or, would the Who have been, you know, would the Who have been successful, without John Entwistle? So, you know, with or without. And I really believe that the Beatles' success was all for the Beatles, you know. McCartney and Lennon might have written those songs, but it was Ringo who set the tempo to all the songs. It was John Entwistle who played bass on The Who and Bill Wyman playing bass on the Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones aren't just Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And my book is basically to show corporate America how they can follow what these successful rock bands have done to become successful and be huge over all these years. And you apply it to running their business. The one of the things, you know, Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, you know, I get these executives, they come in and they turn to the rock star and they say, okay, I want to do the song by the band. And I want to do the weight by the band. And the rock star has to turn to them and say, excuse me, sir, I need to teach this song to five other people. You know, they have to learn the song also. So they learn team building and they learn, the success is learning to listen. And to listen, that's what makes a great band. Musicians who can listen to other musicians. Well, same thing with a company. If you sit and you listen to what your executives have to say, what your workers have to say, from the receptionist, and you listen to what people have to say, you can build a more successful business. So that's what the book is about. Chapters after chapters of stories. And, you know, learning, helping run your business through the music of rock and roll. I mean, the band like U2, I mean, they're out there and making hundreds of millions of dollars. It's the reason they're making as much money as more money than most corporations in America. It's the reason the Rolling Stones keep making it. It's the Beatles are out there making. So, I try to draw lessons from the world of business to this and the lessons of the world of rock and roll.
Oh, thanks, David. I think our listeners can feel the passion coming down the line that you're talking about and embodying. We're going to have to take a break real quickly. We're with David Fisher, founder of the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camps and author of Putting It on the Line, the best-selling book on sports and entertainment. We'd love for you to get involved in our conversation here. If you have questions for David, please give us a call at 1-866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788. Today only, we're also giving all callers a special gift from the Hoffman Institute, a teleclass, a participation in an on-the-telephone class from the Hoffman Institute, or one of the books on the Hoffman process. Anyway, we'll be right back with David Fischoff here on the Hoffman Connection in just a moment.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change, visit HoffmanInstitute.org. Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio at HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And we're back. Today we're talking about how to follow your dreams, live your creativity with David Fischoff, founder of the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And David has been on the road with rock and rollers for longer than either of us want to admit, I think, David, at least giving away our age. You got any stories? I mean, you know, besides sex, drugs, and rock and roll, there's got to be some amazing stories about creativity, inspiration from being with artists on the road as long as you have, you know, and how, well, either funny or creative stories about how people just turn on a dime and make something up, you know, when they're attached or in contact with their creative spirit, how something can just flow out of them.
I think, Ed, you know, when you're in the live music business, unlike television or movies where you can make, where you can correct your mistakes and you can do 25 takes, the one exciting thing about rock and roll is that, you know, amps blow, strings break, drummers lose sticks, you know, keyboards get blown out by the amps. And what's exciting is to see, how you deal with it. And it's almost like, how do you deal with things in life? And when they come to you I like the saying, you know, life is 10% of what happens, 90% how you deal with it. And, you know, yesterday I was going through the airport and, flying to Las Vegas and I just had a couple bad thoughts, you know, going to my meetings and I just turned around and stopped and, you know, pulled out some of my tools from Hoffman, and sprinkled the bad words and put them over a bed of flowers and thought differently. It's amazing how the mind is able to change on a dime. And I think the tools are like the Hoffman. But going back to the lessons on the road and things that happen, again, it's very exciting life on the road. And it's almost not reality because you do a show and then you get off you finish the show, you run out on a van. You know, by the last song, you don't hang around the venue like people think, oh, there's a backstage area. And most big name rock stars run out because they don't want to deal with the 2 hours of traffic that everybody else leaving the arena or the amphitheater. So they usually run right out and they catch a plane to the next city, go to sleep at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and then the next day wake up, do another show, then fly out to the next city. And there's no question it's exciting. But, you know, is it really reality? It's a reality for a rock star, but, you know, there's more to life than doing that. But one of the funniest things that ever happened to me on the road was, Joe Walsh and, I was having dinner with, president of Radio City Musical and trying to convince him to book Ringo Starr's all-star band there. And Clarence Clemons, the late Clarence Clemons, walks by my table and says, "Fishoff, I'm out of here." And I had just mortgaged my home to put this band together and put this show on tour. And he says to me, "You know what? I can't take this. People said that, you know, it's not going to work." And I have basically taken 9 rock stars, put them in a band together, and said, "You're going to tour the world." A second later, Nils Lofgren walks by and says, "I'm finished too. I don't want to do this." I said, "What's going on, Nils?" He said, "Joe Walsh and Levon Helm are having a fight over songs." So I went running around looking for Ringo, let him break up this fight and see what's going on. This guy had no ear for music. And I can't find Ringo. So I land up going down to the dressing room, and the security guard says, "You better go in and straighten this fight out." So I walk in there, and there's Joe Walsh with a knife and blood all over his hand, and there's Levon Helm with a glass bottle and blood. And Levon takes the glass bottle, throws it over Joe's bed. I start screaming, "Are you a bunch of babies?" And I got so, I was screaming at the top of my lungs, yelling at them. They both turned around and stuck their tongue out at me. And they had totally fooled me. They had gotten the tour manager to go out and get fake blood, to get a fake knife, to get a sugar cone of a sugar bottle. Totally played a joke on me. But from that concept, from that incident, that's why I decided to create Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. Because I realized that these rockers really are a lot of fun. They're very creative. You know, and that's how I created my camp. So, and of course, like that all the time.
Well, you know, David has been, he spent the first and really illustrious part of his career helping other people find their dreams, fulfill their dreams, whether they were, you know, football players, baseball players, great rock and rollers. And then David, at a certain point, you had to fulfill your dream. And how, right. Tell us a little bit more about how that came to light for you.
Well, actually, I did the Hoffman process. You know, I was able to gain so much about life. You know, being in this music business since I'm 19 years old and booking my brother's band and you know, not really knowing what the reality is of what life is about. And Hoffman came and really woke me up. And you know, from how many times I can't tell you that I would ask a million people their advice. Hey, what do you think of this idea? What do you think of that idea? Meanwhile, what Hoffman taught me was that everything was inside me, that I really do have the answers for myself. And that was really one of the greatest things that happened. So once I was able to learn how to get the answers of what I really wanted out of life, then I was able to go on and do so many things. So that was, like you said in your introduction, once I learned that, you know, I love the actors. They're amazing people. Bill Sims, Lou Piniella, Randy Myers, Dave Magadan, Jack Reynolds. I mean, the list goes on. I had the most incredible clients. Well, was I really a sports fan that wanted to go to the game and hang out? Was I really passionate about it? No, I wasn't. I was passionate about my athletes. I was passionate about them because I loved them and their family. So I wanted to negotiate the best contract. And if you saw the money, you know, show me the money. That's really what it's about. But once I took care of them and their careers were over, the last thing I want to do is find more athletes and sit worrying for them all day. And I wanted to do something that I would enjoy. Now, why do I like the music business? I like creativity. And I would see these people write hit songs. I would watch them, you know, what they would do on stage. And that was very exciting for me. And I toured that, and that was fun, and saw the whole world. But then I still felt unfulfilled, and I knew there was something more in me. And I went back to the tools that Hoffman taught me and how to meditate and how to find the answers. And I decided that try this rock and roll fantasy camp that I had done a few years back, that I decided, you know, as a lark 15 years ago. And I just said, this is the passion. This is what makes, this is what I enjoy, changing people's lives. I was so grateful to Hoffman that they gave me, that there was a place where I could go and I could really, and the real David Fischoff, not the one that was hurt when I was a little kid, not the one who felt that his mother favored his brother and not him, not the safe place. And I was able to strip down and see what I really am. And I basically learned that I enjoy changing people's lives and giving them the opportunity to jam with rock stars. And it's not really that part as much as watching them go through a life-changing experience. And I guess, you know, the same excitement that I saw my 30, people who attended the program with me, they went through their life-changing. I figured, well, you know, I'm not a psychologist, but I can give people a dream. And for rock and roll, I can give people this life-changing experience. So I really dedicated myself to rock and roll fantasy camp. And as you know, Mark Burnett called me, and I moved to Los Angeles a few years back to do a TV series. And the series is about people going through this life-changing experience. And I would love to continue to keep changing people's lives and grow the program.
You're coming into season 3 of the reality show now, aren't you?
Yes, we are. And we're on VH1 Classic. And we're just going through, they want us to come back. So we're going through that decision now, Mr. Burnett and I. We're planning on opening a permanent location, which we have a donor. Who gave us a great space in Silver Springs. What's the name of the, where's your place?
St. Helena, yeah, White Silver Springs.
White Silver Springs, what a beautiful place. And I realized that, you know, I have to now, you know, follow the dream and get a permanent location. So I'm here in Las Vegas, looking around at different hotels, where I can build a permanent place.
Fantastic. That's beautiful. Yep. David, I so admire that your dream is to give other people access to their own dreams. And that's just got to be so exciting and fulfilling for you. What about if someone has a dream to be a rock star but they don't have talent?
Well,
what's your advice?
Most of the rock stars out there, well, a lot of them have talent, but a lot of them are milly vanilly. You know, it's amazing what they can do in a recording studio and how great they can make your voice. I think the exciting thing about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp that unlike the sports camp, because I'm a sports fan and, you know, I love to play the sports. And I know that I'll never be able to play Major League Baseball or, you know, once you come up to a certain age. The one thing about rock and roll is you can be a successful rocker at 60 and 70 years old. As you see these guys are out there and girls are out there doing it. I think what you can do is you can still write a song. You can still have that passion. You don't necessarily have to be a performer. But you can write a song, you can write a lick, you can write lyrics. There's so many aspects of being in the music business that, you know, once you come to the camp and you find a passion and find out what you're about, or if you take a guitar lesson, you know, even if you're not going to be a huge rock star, but if you can take lessons and you can be a musician and you can play a wedding or play a gig, and, you know, maybe not make a living at it, but if you can be playing a gig and with a band, you know, I think you'll find fulfillment.
That's fantastic. And, what advice would you give someone who, you know, out there listening to us who, you know, wants to follow their dream, but maybe that dream is a little too nuts or too far out? So how do you help what would you say to someone who's got a dream?
I don't believe any dream is too nuts and too crazy. I mean, I'm the first to tell you that I didn't finish college. and I'm writing my second book. And I've lectured at major colleges. And I will, my dream is to go back to college and finish it up one day. And I know because of what I learned at Hoffman, and I learned how to get to those dreams, that I will do that, will accomplish that. And I, you know, first up, I think people should do is go to, do the Hoffman process. I mean, I will tell you that, you know, I can't tell you the days when I was single, before I married my lovely wife, Karen. I would sit with a date and I would say to them, I'd hear them talking and I'd say, you know, look at this book, this website, by HoffmanInstitute.org, and call me when you're done. you know, it's like, and so many of them have said thank you to me. Many of them won't admit that they came, and since you can't tell me who came, or won't tell me, since it's a secretive, which it should be. But
right.
I know that these people's lives have been changed, and I think that if you want to accomplish your dreams, you got to first take care of yourself. You got to get yourself healthy, and I think what Hoffman does is Hoffman, it gave me the tools that I can live my dream. You know, Hoffman's not going to give you your dream, but they're going to give you the tools that you yourself can get and will enable you to live your dream. I think, would you say that, I said perfectly or not perfectly?
Yeah, I think that's what we're up to. And, I made a note to myself about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, which was, I put finding your own voice. And I remember, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you invited me. Liza and I went down to, House of Blues in L.A., and we saw the Battle of the Bands at the end of Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp Week. We saw about 6 bands, and those people were lit up, and they were all from corporate America, and they were just completely lit up. I've never seen anything like it.
We're going to take a short break and come back. Hold on. Hold that thought, David. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more with David Fishoff, founder of the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. Please feel free to call us if you have any questions, comments, anything to add to our discussion. The number is 866-472-5788, 466-472-5788, here on the Hoffman Connection.
News, opinion, hear me. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And welcome back to the Hoffman Connection. I'm Ed McClune with Raz Ingrassi, and our guest today, David Fishoff. And David, one of the things I'm so grateful for to you in being with us today is, you know, Raz and I both have been involved in teaching at the Institute for over 20 years, and so much of the time we see what happens during the week of the process, and we're confident of what goes on for each individual after the week. But you've taken the process and then met your talents, you know, and turned on to make a contribution to more and more people out in the world. It's like this helped maybe throw a little gasoline on the fire of your heart that you already were, and now this passion has come to service to serve an awful lot of people out in the world. And I really admire you for that, and I'm grateful that whatever the process did for you is now doing for a lot of people who come to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. Now, they say the closer people are to getting to their true purpose, the bigger the fear of failure, the bigger that you perceive the stakes are. And, you know, as somebody who's been noodling on a guitar for 40 years, I think showing up at a Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp with somebody I had admired or whose songs I've tried to learn might make me a little scared too. Can you talk a little bit about fear and your dreams and what happens at the camp?
Well, initially you get the phone call from the wife, who husband's been talking about Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. He's seen it on the commercial. He has a dream. He wants to go. And then so she'll call up the next day and say, I want to enroll my husband for his 40th birthday, his 50th birthday. I want to give him a gift. The next day I'll get a phone call back from that same person saying, oh, my husband, he can't come. He's on a business trip. He can't go during those dates. And I'll say, well, you know, if you can't come, no problem. You know, come to the next one. Oh, no, he won't be able to come to the next one. And inevitably, it's fear. One of the biggest issues that we have, the problems that we deal with, is that people are scared. Here I am, a big-time executive. I'm running a major company. And now I'm being put in a position to play music with people that are so far superior than me, or, you know, with people I don't know and haven't met before. So it's the unknown. And that unknown is very scary to executives. So, you know, the biggest problem I have is the fear factor. You know, everybody would like to come. And but some people, you know, I can understand money's the issue, but a lot of it's about money. It's just the fear factor. Well, the same thing happens at Hoffman. I mean, how many people I've told, you know, you need to do this program. And after they do my camp, and I'll tell them about the program, and they're scared. You know, not everybody wants to change their lives. But change is a dirty six-letter word. And most people, you know, but once you change your life for the better, you're going to change. You're going to enjoy it. Do the work. So I think that the fear factor as we get older, you know, any sort of change is scary. And it's no different in my business either. And these rockers have had to, you know, have to do it in the business. The business has changed. You know, the music business has totally changed. You know, when these rock stars used to make records and make hit records and sell records, you know, there's no record business today. You know, everything you can download, you can get it for free. So they've had to make adjustments. The touring business. So many of them had to go into writing TV commercials, music scores, had to find other ways to make a living. And I think the fear to me is the number one issue that I think that we all deal with, and how we deal with it. And the better we can deal with it, the more success we'll have.
So the real creativity is on the other side of that fear, isn't it?
Totally. That's great, Brad. Once you get over that fear and, you know, do the program, and I think the program, it did for me, it opened the world. It showed me, you know, I thought I was on top of the world. Once I did the program, I went further and further. And, you know, to open that door, and here I was successful. I was making millions of dollars, and I had just gotten divorced, and I said, I know I'm a good guy. I know I'm successful, you know, but why can't I keep a marriage? And, you know, I had that question. And I just said, you know, at that stage of my life, when someone recommended it to me, I said, I'm just going to go for it. And it was probably the scariest thing, you know, I've ever done. And I love that you only allow us to do it once, and then we can do the weekends and the updated programs and the Q2s. But I think everyone in life should go through it. I sent my son to it. It's very important. Very important.
One of the things I just want to, you mentioned, I know your life is kind of an open book. You mentioned the divorce preceding coming into the program, the Hoffman process, but I also remember that your dad, whom you loved a lot, had died pretty recently before you did the process, and you had a heavy heart for that reason as well. And I think one of the reasons I'm bringing this up is to say to people, oftentimes when the earth is moving under your feet a little bit, that's a moment of a real opportunity for change. And so instead of backing away, take a chapter out of David's book and step up and take yourself seriously and really see what change can happen for you and how you can access your dreams and your creativity. So, David, I think Ed and I are both great admirers of you, and we would have loved to have had any of the chapters in your life. And the one you're living right now is just awesome.
Yeah, the one I'm living. Really thankful for you guys. And, I don't know how much time we have left, but I know one of the – and there's so much happened during that, during those 8 days. And the same thing, and I copied it. I copied it. There's so much that happens at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. You'll come to dinner, and you'll turn around and I'll say, "Ladies and gentlemen, Mickey Dolan's the monkey." I'll surprise people. It's that surprise that eventually gets them to change. But one of the things I love to repeat, and I think I repeat it daily, is the work, is the process, the work that you sent to us in advance. And I couldn't wait to get it. When I first got the packet, I said, "Oh no, how am I going to do this?" And I was sitting in Jerusalem, and I spent 10 hours writing that paperwork and going through the paperwork. And I was crying, I was laughing. And you had us identify negative traits that we got from our mother and our father. And my late mother, I identified 100 negative traits. And when I did my father, I could only find 5. I adored my dad. He was a Holocaust survivor. He was a cantor. He was kind. He was passionate. He loved me unconditionally, I felt. And by the time I left Hoffman, I identified 125 negative traits to my mother and 125 negative traits to my father that were so buried into me that I didn't know. And I'm very grateful because, you were able to open up. You were able to open me up a little bit, and I'm not an easy one to open up, so I'm very thankful.
Well, no matter how much your parents love you and how perfect they were, ultimately they want you to live your life, not theirs. And so lovingly being able to get beyond even the greatest parts of our parents allows us to move into our lives more fully. I have one question for you. We understand why the participants, the campers, as you call them, come to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp to be with these great rock stars that you have lined up all the time. I know you got a Steven Tyler camp coming up soon. But what about the rockers themselves? What are the rock and roll stars get out of hanging out with all these amateurs? Why do they do it?
That's a great question, Raz. I'll never forget. I went to Roger Daltrey and the Who. We're having dinner in London. And I was telling him about the camp, and obviously I wanted him to do it. And he turns to me, and the whole night he's trying to tell me, how to run my business. And I turned to him and said, "Roger, I really like you to do Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. So tell me, what's your fantasy? If you had an opportunity to go to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, what would be your fantasy you'd like to meet or jam with?" And he says to me, "Levon Helm of the band. They're my favorite." I said, "Done. I'll make a deal with you. You come to my camp, and I'll deliver you Levon Helm." He says, "You got it." And so, he got to get his fantasy. And then when he came and he saw the passion that these people had in trying to learn the music and practice that they put into it to perfect the music, he got into it because it reminded him when he was starting out. And, he wishes there was a fantasy camp for him when he first started. So I think that's what happens at the camp with the rock stars. They become professors. It's them giving back. There's no question that, for many of them, the 12-step program turned their lives around, and it's giving back. The business has been very successful for them. And I think that seeing that the passion that these people put in really turns them on. And they keep coming back and back and many of them I've asked to stay for 2-3 hours, and 8 hours later they're still there rocking with them. And they come the next day to support them when they see them performing at the final night. Nick Mason from Pink Floyd, I invited him to come for a few hours to jam with the rock stars and with the campers, and 4 days later he's still there jamming with them because And Nick's probably one of the wealthiest rock and roll stars out there. You know, Pink Floyd's such a major band, but he saw the passion in these people, you know, in their eyes, and you know, that's what does it. It's the passion that they see that these people unlock at Rock and Roll Fantasy Team.
Wow. That's amazing. So when is your Steven Tyler camp coming up?
So Steven Tyler did my camp 2 years ago, before he did American Idol. He met some great people at camp. He got to work with, you know, amateurs. Decided to take American Idol. I'm hoping we have some influence on it. And he's doing a camp for me May 5th. And it's the week of May 5th. It's 2 through 6. You come to the camp. I will put you in a band with a rock star counselor, anyone from the amazing Chip Winger to Lita Ford to Bruce Kulick, you know, Kiss. You formulate you get into a band and you become a band, you become a unit, you come up with a name, you write an original song, you record it with Eddie Kramer, the great Eddie Kramer who did the Beatles and Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix. Then you perform the final night at the Playboy Mansion with Steven Tyler. And every band's going to get to do a song, and that's the dream. And you get to play in front of your family and your friends and a lot of guests.
Well,
David, thanks so much.
The Playboy Mansion. Why not add more, fantasy to Rock and Roll Fantasy Team?
Sex it up a little.
yeah, sex it up a little bit, right.
And on that, we'll take another break here. Just
every
very
man's
briefly.
On bucket list. And truthfully, it's done with a lot of women. you know, they found that 70% of the people watch, Hef's show, are women. So, you know, they also have the dreams.
Yeah, we all do. And if you
all
want to participate in the last segment, we still have time to take a call or two if you want to ring us at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. We'll be back with one more segment of Passion with David Fishoff here on The Hoffman Connection.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are your unconscious patterns holding you back from a life you truly love? For 45 years, the Hoffman Process has helped people reclaim their ability to find love, forgiveness, and their true purpose in life. According to a University of California Davis study, Hoffman Process participants significantly increased their joy, satisfaction, and emotional intelligence on a sustained and lasting basis. For more information, visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Are you looking for more joy, satisfaction, and love in your life? The Hoffman Process can give you the foundation and tools you need to create your ideal future. Celebrating 45 years as the premier personal growth program, the Hoffman Process has helped over 80,000 people worldwide discover answers and guidance to help them find their best life ever. Visit us at HoffmanInstitute.org for more information. The Hoffman Process, when you're serious about change. Again, visit HoffmanInstitute.org.
Stimulating talk gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You are listening to The Hoffman Connection. To reach Raz and Grossi, Ed McClune, or this week's guest, please call in to 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Or send an email to radio@HoffmanInstitute.org. Now, back to our program.
And here on the Hoffman Connection, we just have a few minutes left with our guest, David Fishoff. During the course of this, if you're at all finding any interest in our course, The Hoffman Process, After the call today, you can get more information on an introduction call that will be about 5 o'clock today just by going to our website, HoffmanInstitute.org. And David, we've got a call from Deborah in South Carolina who has a question for you. So why don't we go to the phones and take this call from Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Doing well. Welcome.
Good. Well, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to express my gratitude for the show. When David was talking about how fear had kept him from doing a lot of things, or that's what keeps a lot of people from following their creativity, that was what, for me, I was able to shed during the process when I was at the process. And that was really profound. But when I left the process, one of my goals was to also get rid of distractions that keep me from following my creativity. And one of those distractions is the insidious television. And so today, because of listening to your show, I just have some renewed resolution to kill my television. So I just wanted to thank you all. Thank you.
Thanks, Deborah, for joining us. Uh-huh. You know, David, it's one of the transformative powers, both of the Hoffman Process and Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp, is moving yourself outside of your normal emotional closed-in box to rock. And we do it at White Sulphur Springs in the process, and you certainly do it with your campers, and both end up bringing people more alive.
Yeah. When you say to someone, you rock, you don't know what that means.
I had a camper recently. He called me up, and he told me he came to the camp 4 years ago, and he's been, you know, the downturn in the economy. He worked for Lehman Brothers, and then he worked for Shearson, and he keeps going to his therapist every week. And finally, his therapist turned to him and said, you know, stop wasting your money. What makes you happy? All you do is talk to me about Rock and Roll Fantasy again, making you happy. He said, stop wasting your money on me and go back to the camp. And he came back, you know. And I know therapy is important, but, you know, do that process. Do Hoffman. And, you know, if you're listening, it is a way to really cut through the fears in your life, get the creativity back in your life. It's probably the greatest gift in the world that I've ever gotten. And I have to really recommend it to everybody out there.
David, we'll squeeze in a couple more calls if we can. We've got Jane in California who wants to talk to you. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I do have a question that is a practical question. In this day and age when we are have a lot of young people who have talent, how does one encourage them to go forth and make a living in the industry that is so competitive? And obviously you have to face the fear of a failure, but it's a very real practical. How do you make a living?
So that's a great question, and I think you have to take baby steps. You know, too many people want to become the next Britney Spears or the next Bruce Springsteen. I think you have to learn to be able to perform your instrument, play a wedding, play a bar mitzvah, play a gig, so you can start to make money, make a living, teach music. And then at the same time that you're starting to earn a living, then you can go take the chances to sit in a studio and make a demo. And then try to send it to a recording artist and say, hey, how would you like this song? You know, just to become a star right away. I think if you notice Lady Gaga, she wrote for Britney Spears. A lot of these artists have, Barry Manilow wrote for, you know, Bette Midler and wrote songs for the Streisand. I think a lot of these people, you know, they have to go make demos of their songs. But, you know, Barry Manilow played in the club every night to earn a living. So you don't have to, you know, being successful doesn't mean you have to be, Adele. Just making a living in show business is successful to me.
Right. Well, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Jane, thank you. Right. Let's go to Judy in North Dakota. Good afternoon, Judy. Welcome
to
the Hoffman Connection.
Well, mine's a little bit different. I was in a very abusive relationship for quite a few years, but my dream was always to learn how to play the guitar. And after my divorce, I decided I was going to do that. And I went and I took guitar lessons, and I thought, oh, I'm going to be the next star. And I took 8 lessons, borrowed my sister's guitar, took my lessons and everything, And, you know, I didn't learn a thing. But I did learn that I didn't have the talent to be a star or to learn the guitar, but I did learn that I went out and tried. At least I tried for it. Even though I didn't succeed, I felt very good with myself for being able to try. That's and I really feel for these people that have the talent and that don't try. And I really wish that they really would go out there, because there are so many talented individuals in this world, and they lack the either the compassion or the goal to go for it. And
first of all, I hope you don't put down the guitar after 8 times. you know, it's harder when you're older to learn a language. It's harder to learn music. But, you know, I would start with 3-4 chords. And I don't play myself, because it's really not my passion to be my passion is more giving. But, you know, one day I think I want to learn. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't give it up. I really wouldn't give it up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You'd be surprised. The reason I admire these rock stars is, you know, the reason they're so talented is they practice 8 hours a day. Just like you know, we go to an office. They sit in their studios and they practice their instrument. You have to. You have to keep those fingers moving. Uh-huh. So that's why I admire a lot of these rock stars.
Oh, I do too. I really do. And, you know,
it takes a lot of practice.
I wish I would have had that goal to go for it. I didn't. I just wanted to, I wanted to learn. But I decided, right. I discovered I didn't really have that talent. But I encourage everybody that does have that goal for it to go for it.
All right, Judy, thanks very much. Thanks for your
call. I really want to thank, we're winding this down now. I want to thank David Fischoff for being with us. And I want to encourage everyone to go to his website, rockcamp.com, rockcamp.com. Just go and visit the website. You will be entertained, and you'll visit a world that you didn't even know existed of people who are coming alive and reaching their dreams and walking on fire. I mean, it's just astounding to see it. So go there and visit it. You might sign up for a rock and roll fantasy camp. Who knows? And next week, we're going to be having as our guest an amazing woman named Anat Banyal. And Anat Banyal originally was a protege of one of the greatest of all time, Moshe Feldenkrais, one of the greatest body workers of all time. And she has literally, she's continued that whole legacy and carried it forward to the point now where she can work with your nervous system and with the nervous systems of people who have had really terrible accidents in a way that they regain movement, they regain all kinds of fluidity of movement, and she is absolutely astounding. And so if you really want to know about the mind-body connection and how to reprogram your mind through moving your body and reprogram your body through your mind, she's your person to listen to. I always learn so much whenever I'm with her. And David, thank you for being with us so much.
Ed and Raz, really, is I get as much pleasure as you have.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot. You're a great guest. Thanks for joining us here on the Hoffman Connection. We'll be back next week. And if you want to learn more, please check out our website, hoffmaninstitute.org. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you again for being a part of the Hoffman Connection. Please join your hosts, Raz and Grossi and Ed McClune, again next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Until then, make it an outstanding week.